Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
We talked about this just the other day. Hmm. The top senior pranks that kids have pulled off at their school.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple new ones just made the headlines over the weekend. Okay. One was pretty innocent. The second, not so much.
Okay.
But uh-oh. First, some seniors in Fort Meade, Maryland, listed their high school on Zillow. And they set it for the bargain price of $42,069.
Hey, that's a steal. Nice. Is that like a 47-bedroom?
Yeah, do you remember like 10 years ago they did this on Craigslist? You know, before Zillow was a thing.
Wow. Now this is like the classy listing between the two of those.
They're like, is it on Redfin?
But if
how highly do they think of their school that it's $42,000? Yeah.
If you split up the numbers, that's 420 and 69. Good job, high school. Those kids are going to college.
Yeah, text nice if you get it.
I don't care what you say. Youth does not change.
Yeah.
Never gets old.
Same jokes we would have made.
In the online description, they wrote 12,000 square foot half-working jail with 20 bedrooms and 15 bathrooms. And they said, quote, all 15 restrooms come with sewage issues, but there is a nice spacious kitchen and dining room area with a private basketball court.
And the basketball court's pretty lit.
So, of course, listing went viral on Facebook, and the school played along, actually commenting that the property's value is vastly underestimated, and it's not going to be on the market long.
This is a steal.
So Zillow eventually pulled down the listing.
Oh, yeah.
But the second prank, that one, not as clever.
Uh-oh.
More just vandalizing school property.
This is not going to go well for
you. Some kids in Burlington, North Carolina, broke into their high school in the middle of the night, and they filled up the toilets and urinals with cement.
What?
Oh,
yeah. They literally destroyed the entire plumbing system.
Caused at least $4,000 in property damage.
That's it?
At least.
That's the minimum estimate. And now the kids are facing possible criminal charges for their funny senior prank.
My God.
It depends on how far down those go, but like, so you can solidify the pipes.
Yes, if you flushed it, if you flushed the cement.
Oh, my God.
Should have been more clever like those 42069 kids.
Yeah, seriously.
Those second ones are going to end up working in a dead-end job like radio, answering shot caller questions every morning.
They're not even going to be plumbers.
No. Jake, why don't we give those future students an idea of what their radio careers are going to look like down the road? Give us a question to really depress us.
Welcome, guys and gams, to Brooke and Jeffrey Ballpark for another rousing game of Ask and Answer.
Are there hot dogs?
The smell of incompetence is intoxicating this morning.
Oh, I thought it was incontinence.
Or it may just be that can of lead-based paint I mistook for coffee that's causing my vision to blur and my voice to become more transatlantic by the second.
Why do you keep drinking it, though?
It's delicious. Need my Java.
Okay.
Before I pass out, Let's go over today's lineup.
Okay.
Leading off, of course, we've got Alexis Swollen Eyes Fuller.
Oh.
Followed up by Booless Jose Bolaños.
Oh, yeah. Never booed.
Then it's the maven of tax evasion, Brooke Fox. And your cleanup hitter puts the jock in Jockich, Mr. Jeffrey DeBow.
No.
So let's play ball on another one and done shot collar question of the day.
All right. Beautiful day for a ball game.
Man.
Oh, let's go to Alexis.
Oh, you're back.
I am. Okay. Alexis, what's older, the invention of the helicopter or the creation of the peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Ooh.
Whoa.
What's the saying about bread? I know it's not, isn't it like the bread, Betty White?
Don't
thing?
Help her. Let her come up with it.
Something about Betty White.
It was like something that it's shocking one's older than the other, but I was trying to
say. You put Betty White in a helicopter.
Yeah. She's trying to say that sliced bread wasn't around until after Betty White was born.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Betty White's older than sliced bread.
And so now
bread.
I'm trying to put helicopters in that time frame also.
Where does the peanut butter and jelly come in?
Well, I don't know. Sandwiches, bread. You guys are wasting my time. I'm just going to say that peanut butter jelly's older.
Okay.
Alexis said the peanut butter and jelly sandwich is older than the helicopter. The helicopter was invented in 1907.
Oh. And?
PB&J was invented in 1901.
Told you guys.
From the Boston Cooking School magazine, Alexis is somehow safe there.
She got on base.
Jose.
All right.
In Japan, there's a custom that if a professional sumo wrestler can make your baby cry, the child will live a long and happy life.
Oh.
Is that true or false?
Not the babies.
Seems like it'd be pretty easy.
Yeah,
I mean, babies
like,
cry a lot, and those are big men.
Very large, you know.
Why would that be like a sign of long life?
I don't know.
I think in Japanese culture, they have a lot of symbolism, and it's like maybe scare the scare out of the baby so they're happy the rest of their life.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, this is your last
get all the fear out early.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. It sounds kind of fun to invite a sumo wrestler into the labor and delivery room
to me. You guys are kind of talking me into it now, so now I'm going to say it's true, Jake.
Okay.
Jose said true, and that is... true!
Yeah! You guys made it make sense!
There's a special ceremony where the wrestlers bounce the babies on their lap and roar in their faces.
Oh.
Yes. Alexis and Jose both on base.
What baby doesn't cry when that happens?
Brooke!
Yeah.
In Madagascar, there's a tribe that celebrates someone's passing with a dance. 7 years after they are buried, the tribe digs them up and dances with their body to hip-hop music. Is that true or false?
Dude,
you down with OPP?
Yeah.
Come on, dance
like
with me.
Big butts and I cannot lie.
I mean, I probably would have believed it until you brought in hip-hop music. Like, what do they pull out? Like an old 80s boombox and just...
Sounds like a good time.
I mean, I'll tell you, if you dig me up 7 years after I die, please make it Missy Elliott that you play for me.
Dang.
That would be my only request, but I think it's false.
Not Drake, huh?
Brooke said false, and that is... true!
What?
No way!
They do their own version of hip-hop chants, but yeah, the Malagasy tribe in Madagascar practices this ritual to have a living party with the dead.
Whoa!
How is that not a track we're playing right now?
Brooke, you're getting shocked. Jeffrey, will you join her?
Okay.
Your question, Minnie Mouse's real name is Destiny Misty Mouse. True or false?
Ooh. Destiny Misty.
Is she a stripper?
Maybe it was Walt Disney's favorite dancer at his go-to burlesque club. He would just go there in the 20s.
Destiny Misty is a terrible name. I mean, obviously that's why they didn't go with it.
It doesn't roll off the
Sorry if there's any Destiny Misty's listening right now, but even saying it is hard.
Yeah.
Destiny Misty Johnson just texted in. Yeah.
It doesn't even match up with Minnie. If it was a shortened version, I'm going to say that that's not true.
Jeffrey said false, and that is false.
Oh.
Her real name is Minerva Mouse.
Minerva. Oh.
Just as bad as Destiny Misty, but that came out in 1942. Looks like Brooke is the only one getting shocked.
Well,
Minerva is at least not getting on a pole, Jake.
And
you know?
While Brooke gets shocked, she's going to be singing the Friends theme song. I'll Be There For You by the Rembrandts.
I'll be there for you when the rain starts to pour. I'll be there for you like I've been there before.
Did you watch that TV show, Brooke?
I don't like that show, Jeff. I'm sorry.
Wow.
It's just like the canned laughter.
Hit the dumb button. Okay. Like, this is like a swear.
It's overrated.
Could you be any wronger?
Yeah, let's
okay,
just move
pivot
on.
Is not that funny.
Yeah, we're moving on from the shame of that.
God, I'm
ashamed. We're going to do a phone tap and try and recover in just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.